The book Hebrews, part 237. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, it's an A4 book, nearly 800 pages, and we are currently using that book for the study that we are doing, the revelation of the book Revelation as well. Or if you have any questions or maybe have something to share, you can please contact us at our WhatsApp number, it's plus 27 international code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to the beginning, start with part one, because you've missed out on a massive amount of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. I just want to say, if you are also Afrikaans speaking, there is 3,600 videos on YouTube in Afrikaans. Should you require information, you can just go to my Afrikaans website as well, which is not just HTTPS Yahvah, but Yahushua, the son's name, yahushua.co.za, and there you will find everything. Please send this link to your friends and family. For those that is dear to you, make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege that we can just study the words, learn the word, live the word, be the word. Hallelujah. Now we continue with 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. We are just thinking back to yesterday morning, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6, that says, we live by faith. We live by faith. Hallelujah. Now it says here in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, for we, as part of the bride of Yahushua. And you know what? If you can do this, and put in brackets here, I am part of the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. It makes the world of difference. If you are born again, if you have come to repentance, and be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin, being born again, because coming to repentance doesn't say that you are born again. Yahushua said to Nicodemus, John 3 verse 1 to 11, you must be born again from water and spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And this is how to use his cardinal mind. This is how do I go back in the womb of my mother. Yahushua swears, verily, verily I say unto you, which is flesh, and I say unto you, if you are not born again of water and the Ruach HaKodesh, you will not see the kingdom. And then he says you won't enter. Paradise you can enter, but being part of the bride of Yahushua, being in the marriage, being part of the marriage, being part of the bride, you need to be born again, immersed, baptized in the name of Yahushua for the remission of your sin. So if we can do that and say, I am part of the bride of Yahushua, I'm a Yahvist. You can't just become a Yahvist by just saying, I'm a Yahvist. No, no, no. You need to have the wedding garment on. Who's the bride? The lady that has the wedding garment on. There can be 200 different ladies sitting there. The one that's going to be the bride is the one that's coming down the aisle with the wedding garment on. So we have to be clothed in Yahushua, through the immersing in the name of Yahushua. According to Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29, there are no Gentile nor free man nor slave, there is no man nor woman, we are all one in Yahushua. According to the promises of Father Abraham, we became heirs. What a wonderful opportunity. Now 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we, as the bride of Yahushua, walk by faith. It's not where we see a God made out of concrete, where you can take 22 karat gold leaves and go stick it onto the God. And then somebody else later the night comes past and he with a knife and scrape off the 20 karat gold leaf which they stick onto it. We walk by faith. And I've said it before and I'm going to say it right here again. Faith means that we believe things that happened 2,000 years ago and more than 2,000 years ago, as if it happened over the weekend, as if it happened yesterday. We believe it. It is so real to us as if we were there yesterday morning when it happened. And that happened to more than 2,000 years ago. What's the difference? Faith. For the Buddhist, they don't need faith. They see Buddha sitting there. And the pigeon is sitting on his head, just sitting there. And the Hindus, they've got 3,000 gods, Vishu, the little elephant god with the 3 pair of arms, burning incense onto a little statue. We don't need to do it. We worship a Elohim that we've never seen. But he is so real to us as if we have just seen him. And this is what faith is. We will see later on that when the Bible describes faith, we will see our faith in different times over the span of 6,000 years. People that had faith performed and became part of the Bible, becoming part of our spiritual foundation, where we are built upon. We look at Yahushua, the miracles that he performed 2,000 years ago, praying for the sick, laying up hands, cast out demons. And he says, you will do the same and more than 2,000 years later. The bride of Yahushua is performing in the authority and in the name, not N-A-M-E, the name of Yahushua. Believing in the resurrection power of Yahweh El Elohim. That as he had brought Yahushua from death, death will have no hold on us. Because we will go straight through to paradise. Hallelujah. The realm of death has no hold on the bride, on your fist, who lives by faith. We walk by faith, meaning that when we walk, we don't walk towards places which are sinful. Our feet doesn't carry us to situations that is evil. which is a disgrace unto Yahweh our Elohim. We walk by faith. Our feet carries us to places where there is faith. That's why the Bible says we must love our brothers and our sisters like ourselves. Our feet must carry us in faith to them. Sharing the word of the gospel, the revelation gospel of Yahweh our Elohim and Yahushua daily. For we as the bride of Yahushua walk by faith. You know, faith is not something that we are guessing about, that we are hoping about. Faith to us is a reality. It's something as if you can touch it, as if I can touch that camera. That's what faith is. That's as if I can touch these lights in the studio. We're standing on pillars, on frames, as if I can touch it. That is what faith is. Faith is not necessarily something that we can touch, but it is as if I can touch it. And faith is what makes the difference. When a loved one is busy dying, we can stand next to the bed and in faith we can believe that we will see him or her again if they are born again, if they are bright, if they are part of the bride of Yahushua. And that's why we, as Yahvist, we don't fear death. We don't fear death. Why? Because death has no hold on us. Prove you what? Death has no hold on me. I've explained it before. This curtain's hanging behind me. Behind that curtain is a big window. That window is showing into our garden. If I take the curtains away, you will be able to see right into the garden, the different trees and shrubs and flowers. So what is withholding me walking into the garden? It's the window. It's the curtain. The curtain is obscuring me to see what is behind the window. And that is what death is. Death is only a curtain where we need to step through. I don't know why I'm talking in this manner now. Maybe somewhere somebody's loved ones is just about to die, or there's a great sickness upon yourself. And Satan wants you to fear. You don't need to fear. You need to be born again out of water and spirit. Then you don't need to fear death. Then death only becomes like this curtain. The moment that I die, the curtain will be drawn open. And then we will be walking through that death curtain into eternal life. And that's why the Bible says the veil that hanged in the temple between the holiest and the holiest of holies was the veil. And the moment that Yahushua died, the veil torn in two from the top to the bottom. And there where only the high priest went once a year with the blood of atonement for the sins of Israel, the blood of animals, through the blood of Yahushua, who is our veil, which has been torn open, we now step into the uttermost holiest places, right into heaven, sitting on the lap of Yahweh our Elohim. This is what faith is. when this curtain of life is drawn, the death is drawn, the curtain is withholding us of enjoying what is behind the curtain. But the moment that we die in Yahushua, we don't die in fear. We will not be bound in Hades, the realm of death. We walk through this curtain, it's drawn open, and we walk into the garden. Everlasting life. Garden of, which is called paradise. Walk firstly into paradise. What a privilege that we today function by faith. And the word says, not by sight. For we as the bride of Yahushua walk by faith and not through what we see or what we can touch or what we can smell, but by sight. Sight through the revelation word of Yahushua. Now the time has caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.